guesses.
Yeah, you can. Oh my God, help us, Jesus.
Naked and Feral, Lisa Botello here.
Sandy J. Nelson.
Intimate sex coach and...
life coach.
And we actually just did our podcast and we...
decided to do a bonus.
Yes, because we stumbled upon a question that we felt the need that it needed to be answered or for me to chew on or for me to yell at or... get passionate about. But before that, we want to tell you guys, thank you. Our podcast is taking off and flying.
Oh, shoot. I forgot to print how many different
it's
countries.
It's okay. I
six
remember.
Different countries. You remember them?
Yeah. It was India. It's Canada United States. It was
Philippines.
All over the place. And we are soaring. And we just want to say thank you. We're so excited. Now.
Woohoo. Okay. This is... okay, warning. This is going to be power to the women. Explicit.
If you are tenderhearted or have heart problems, turn off your podcast. So, I will try to keep my temper in check because...
Okay. Yeah, because like when...
I need to simmer down.
When the emotions are high...
Intelligence are low.
Yeah, here's the life coaching. When emotions are high, what... intelligence is low.
Yes.
So.
Okay. So.
Let's keep our... breathe. Okay.
So to that one motherfucker. Who had the audacity to tell one of our beautiful, beautiful listener women in anger. It was, you know, sounded like there was an argument going on, but told her her pussy steak.
Fucking dude.
Told her her... pussy stank.
Yeah.
Bitch, please.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Are you freaking kidding me? Mm-hmm. Girl, listen.
I don't even know what to say. Like,
I am
like,
so trying. I'm trying.
Listen. Because the caller was like, she doesn't want... upset. This is so important. Because the caller doesn't want the... it, like, if they're dating, she doesn't want the person
she
to
ditched
go...
the idiot who said that her pussy stank, and
well,
now she's
that's
dating
good that
other
she did.
Guys.
She did. But what if they, you know, and it makes her where she doesn't want a guy to go down on her. She's so self-conscious that she's afraid, like, she doesn't want to make another man say that, or she thinks that it is, you know.
And let's just get, it's definitely the man's insecure. I'm sorry. You know, if it's said out of anger or whatever, I wouldn't even acknowledge it. But here's the thing. Yes, there are some things that get your pH off.
Yeah.
Totally get that.
So for me, I mean, like, everybody's heard of this, is like, I do not, like, if I know John's like, and he doesn't care, is asparagus. And he doesn't care.
Asparagus?
But I do.
Asparagus gets your pussy off?
Stinks.
Really?
Oh, yeah, the
onions.
pH.
If I eat onions, it's like, damn, Gina. Yeah, no, onions. Or leggings. Leggings suck.
I heard Dr. Pepper. I don't know about
Dr. Pepper.
I've heard, but I don't know. I don't drink Dr. Pepper.
I don't either. Wow, I never heard of that.
I don't know.
There's certain things that get your pH off, you know, if it's a constant.
Or sex after sex after sex,
right?
Right.
Sometimes cum will make your pH levels go off.
Or some creams.
Right. Some vaginal creams will make your, you know, sex creams, lubes, any kind of anything like that.
Yeah, and John and I are in the middle of trying to make this really yummy all natural
sex cream.
Yeah. TMI. So that will come later. Maybe we can sell it on Etsy one day.
Right. Exactly. But no, I mean, you'll know if there's a problem, yeast infection or anything else. Other than that, a healthy vagina, like we have said before, let me get on my soapbox and preach.
Go preach it.
Are not supposed to smell like fucking flowers, tropical, anything, any kind of anything other than... natural scent.
Oh.
Honey. Sweetness. It's...
I love it when my husband likes the natural smell. Like, he's
right?
All about the natural. Like,
right?
It's, It's sexy.
It is sexy. It is nothing. It has nothing to do. You're not supposed to smell like fucking flowers or like you just, you know, walked through. No. Natural smelling pussies are nice. Mm. And I am so sorry that my poor listener, my poor caller had to deal with a little boy.
Yeah.
Who wanted to get a jab at her and that now it is holding her back from getting her pussy ate on dates.
He's the little boy because he's probably not going down on pussy. Maybe he just doesn't like
Maybe he secretly doesn't like pussy and that's a fucking problem.
We're girl power here.
God bless America. I swear I'd walk around naked with my pussy hanging out if I could.
So for me, I know, like, it's something, maybe it could be in my 50s or, oh, you know what else is, like,
leggings. Leggings will make your pussy smell.
You and I just discovered that. Like,
it
like,
will, seriously.
I'm like, Lisa, like, you know, and she's like, it's leggings, trust me. And I was like, oh, good. I'm so glad, like, we could talk about this stuff, right? Who talks about it? Do you talk about it? Do you bring it up to your best friend that your pussy stinks to know if you're wearing leggings? Well, you talk to us.
And honestly, it's not all leggings. There's just some leggings that make your pussy smell versus some that don't. Don't eat onions, asparagus, or wear leggings out on your date. On your third date when you're
And when I'm going through a detox, too, I'm trying to detox. Holy moly. I just, like, all the impurities come out all the time, especially, like, with I'm doing all my natural stuff, natural healing stuff. And when I do my detox teas and all that, oh, my gosh, it just comes out. Like it's almost like you're... when you're sick and you're like, you know, fever and the poisons are all coming out.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's really hard for me to deal with. But I think, you know, there's stuff out there to balance your pH.
There is. But I'm sorry. Your vagina is such a beautiful, beautiful thing. It is self-cleaning. You know, it's self-lubricating, self-cleaning. It's just the most magical thing on earth. And of course, like I'll reiterate, if there is some really gross something going on, go to your doctor. You probably have some kind of something bacterial or whatever. But if it's if you're just off,
the cream, like the seven
just vaginal for yeast and cream.
Just use that cream. You know, I always have been, and my husband tells me you don't have to worry about hormones. I've always been, hormones in your 50s, because, like, we're going through, a lot of us ladies
perimenopausal. Menopausal.
Yeah.
That'll also change you some days.
Yeah. And so just have that cream handy. You just might need it, you know, and that's okay.
And just know, some days... you're off.
Yeah.
It could be something you ate. It could be whatever. But the majority of time, I guarantee you, us women are our own worst critics and enemies.
Oh, yeah. Because when we eat asparagus, I'm like, it's not going to be tonight, honey. And he's
like... No, I remember I was going to cook dinner for a date. And Sandy was with me. And I'm like, ooh, I'll just do like steak and asparagus with some potatoes. She's like, you're going to do asparagus. And I'm like, why? I only thought it made your piss smell. I had no idea. And you're like, don't you dare. And I didn't. I put it back. I'm like, okay, fine.
Test it out yourselves, ladies.
Yeah. Eat that onion. Wear the leggings and eat asparagus.
And then maybe you're going to be like, is it the onion? Did that one? You know?
Yeah. And some of you might have something else, like some other something that doesn't work well with their systems, but no.
And sometimes that happens and we're going through some hormonal changes, stress and everything like that. Some things can happen.
But I just wanted to bring it to you all's attention. Come on now. You know, you're not supposed to smell like flowers. You're not supposed to smell tropical. Sometimes some things will throw it off, but that is 100% normal. We are freaking women.
Yeah. I mean, it's breathable. Make it breathe.
Right?
Make it breathe at night.
I know satin panties will do that.
It's kind of like satin panties because you have, you know, like leggings. The leggings that are.
Yeah.
But I get it. I've always been worried. Ask John, and he's like, honey, you never have to worry. Mm-hmm. But I always worried. I always want to make sure that thing smells.
Well, of course. Decent.
But it's not supposed to smell like flowers. It's supposed to smell, you know?
No, I know. I always take a shower.
You know what I'm saying.
I'll just go and take a shower first or whatever. And sometimes if you're out and about and you can't, I mean, you can't, but...
Like, even sometimes after you take a shower, sometimes, you know, just make sure...
Yeah. Vaginas have the most beautiful vagina smell. And I've also seen that if you're going out on a date, this is something I don't know if you know, women are now putting a little bit of... They'll touch their pussy and putting a little bit behind their ears.
What?
Uh-huh.
That is... I've never done that.
It's kind of like a pheromone thing. And I guess men really dig it. And it's not because of the smell. It's because of all of the hormones and the sexual energy.
Oh, man. Can you imagine? And yeah, like they're kissing your... I mean, I have my perfume. It's like The Scent of a Woman. Have you guys seen that movie, The Scent of a Woman? Well, there's a different scent. Yeah.
Ooh-wah.
And talk about confidence, right? He was blind, but his ooh-wah made him sexy, right? The way he you know, was...
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, that is our ranch.
And there's a different scent of woman. You're going to be touching your pussy.
Yeah, down there touch your pussy.
And putting it behind your ear.
Yes, like perfume. So, you touch your pussy and you put it, like, dab a little bit behind your ears. Try it out. Why not? I'm going to try it out tonight with Big T.
Things that make you go,
I know.
I don't know if I could try it out tonight. I have my leg.
Yeah, don't do it when you eat onions or have leggings on.
Take a bath.
I know. But yeah, I'll try that with Big T tonight and see if it's even more than usual.
Something is like, and I'm going to listen to my intuition here, is to talk about the feminine inside. We are so much in our masculine, ladies, a lot of us. Like, come on. Like, I hear it. With everybody, we are so much in our masculine. I played poker the other day, and it was kind of fun to play. I was in my feminine and masculine, but I noticed when I was in my masculine. So part of getting into that feminine energetics, like the last thing is take your bath, take some time for you, you know, and yeah, just do what you like, you know.
And fuck a man. Not literally, but prison style, that does not like the smell of a woman's vagina.
Bend over, he can grab the soap
Fuck bar. That shit, grab your ankles, Tiffany. Yeah. It's happening. Fuck that shit. Girls, love your bodies, your vaginas, your rolls, your curves, your everything. And don't listen to anything.
And if they love you and they're totally into you, they're going to love every little curb. They freaking love you. They don't care.
And don't forget to love every curve and everything on your body first.
Yeah, because I had to. I really had to work on this, ladies. Like, it is so important. I worked hard. And if you're not going to work on it, then you guys could just still have the same results that you're going to have or how you feel about yourself. And, you know, and for me, this is feeling sexy and feeling sexy at any age. And I want to feel sexy at 60. I want to feel sexy at 70. I want to feel sexy at 80 and 90.
Oh, my grandmother was still a sexy woman at 90.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If you guys seen her, she was Miss Honolulu.
Yep. And my mom's still sexy at 60, whatever.
Gosh, you should see them.
Yeah. And I'm not, I refuse. I will go down fighting. You know, that's why we said that when we make it big, we're going to have to rein each other in on the plastic surgery because we'll be like this. But it's the truth.
I know. You guys probably are seeing that little double chin there. Like, you know, it's happening when we get
it. But you know what? Love it. I love it. I love every inch of it. I love everything. Yes. But we just wanted to pop on as a little extra, talk about stank pussy. Pussy ass men saying stuff about it. Tell you about our successful podcast and just thank you. We are just walking on sunshine.
I don't know if we're gonna get in trouble with that.
Oh wow. Walking on sunshine?
I don't know. Like sometimes like I don't think we will on that,
but they can go kick rocks. Just yeah. Thank you. This is short and sweet, and we love you so much.
You are part of this. You're part of the Naked and Feral Friends.
Tribe, yeah.
Like, we should probably get some shirts done.
Oh, we should. Naked and Feral Tribe.
Like, we could do some drawings. Oh, you know, we haven't reached the 100 yet, but we'll do some drawings with some sweat. Well, let's do more than one drawing when we do reach 100.
We're almost, we're getting closer, aren't we?
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't checked.
We're doing the thing where we don't check the cookies.
Yeah.
We only check it every once in a while. We just checked. Woo! So we're not checking the cookies.
But yes, we need to get like Naked and Feral Tribe t-shirts and sweatshirts and stuff. And then we can give them out as like drawings.
What if we put like some of our like
eat it things. Like a prime rib sandwich. Yeah, eat it like a
prime rib sandwich. Have it on the back end. You know, absolutely. Eat it like a prime says Naked and Feral.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell my God. Yeah. I love it.
All right, guys. We have lots of stuff coming up, it looks like. And never, never, never feel embarrassed to reach out with any question. Like, we just talked about this question. So,
yeah. We just checked it when we were checking our
podcast
yeah. downloading it, and it popped up and it was like, oh my God, let's do this right now. Let's absolutely. Do a bonus.
And so we're more than happy to answer any question. Nothing is embarrassing here. Email us at nakedandferal@gmail.com. And
wait. And our next podcast is going to be maybe probably about that one question about intimacy. This is what the guy asked. Mm-hmm. He has too much intimacy with his wife or something.
How do you tell your wife that you're having too much intimacy?
Don't
say the answer. I will hold back.
We're holding back for next episode.
Yes. All right, you guys. We love you.
Love you. Hello.
Hello. Oh, God. Now it's turning off. There it goes.
How do you like the music? Let us know.
Yeah. We'll just groove to it. All right. Goodbye.